anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're jam-packed on the program today. At least that's the plan as we get ready for snow. What the hell? Really?
You knew we'd pay for the last couple of days sometime.
This severely? Keep it here. We've been talking to the folks with basketball, with Tino Martinez and Heartland Hoops going on, with district wrestling. And again, if we haven't personally talked to you, keep us in mind when there is going to be a change or if there is a change. Give us a call. Give us an email. And we will get that information on because this is going to be this is planning to be a very busy weekend. Now we need to know if it will be a busy weekend, especially with the way it might affect district wrestling. And we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it. Coming up, we're going to talk with Kearney coach Tom McCann. He's going to be dialing in and joining us here just in the next couple of minutes. So we'll talk to Coach McCann. Also on the program today, UNK women's basketball, Carol Russell. Then we're heading off to Kansas City. Talk to Mike DeArmon from the Kansas City Star about Nebraska-Missouri basketball. So that's all coming up on the program today. And we have that many guests on the program today so that Daddy can make it through the hour.
Oh, I'll make it through the hour, all right. We got. Hey, you know what? I realize the weather is coming. I don't know if there's people out there that realize this is an interesting situation that arises, especially with the wild card points as they are. Some teams that are up there in wild card points that are playing lackluster competition may not want to play all that bad. You may not want to send your kids out there to, you know what, and endanger their lives because of the weather, wink, wink, nod, nod. I think
there won't be a lot of makeup games between 15-3 Team A and 4-12 Team
Between B. Axtell and Elwood, Axtell and Southwest. May not want to play those games, Axtell.
Wow. You're just calling out right there. You're just calling them out.
Hey, safety of the kids, first and foremost. If you're a Wildcat fan and a wild card fan, does you no good to play Southwest that's not won a ball game? Does you no good to play what, 3-win Elwood team? Okay. It hurts you.
All right.
I think the weather, it could be an interesting deal. It arose last year with somebody not playing a makeup game or somebody playing a makeup game. It was Kearney Catholic and was it St. Paul, I believe?
And guess what? I don't know. How about that? I'm going to go with, I guess I just misremember. 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us to the Doug and Daddy Show at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's get this program underway. Remember, Kearney High basketball changed tonight with Lincoln Southwest. It was supposed to be Friday. It's going to be tonight. The girls are at home. The boys are at Southwest, ranked number one, by the way. District wrestling coming up this weekend, and we are pleased to be joined by Kearney High head Bearcat himself, Tom McCann, as Kearney High will be traveling to Omaha to Bryan for this weekend's district meet. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you, Doug?
Well, we're great. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we dive into it, you've been around long enough to see all the situations. Is there a plan in place, and will it affect district wrestling if we get this immense amount of snow? Have you already got a backup plan?
Well, they're working on it. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I know we're leaving a day early just in case.
Has the state, I know this became a big thing with the state basketball two years ago now, I guess it's been, where the state says, you know that your event is this day, whatever it takes, if you got to get there, you got to get there. Is that what they're telling you?
Well, no, not necessarily, but I think they're leaning towards wanting us to have it on Saturday, because if we wait and have it on Monday, the state tournament starts on Thursday. So, you know, there's a you'd be going to Omaha and coming home, turning around, going right back to Omaha. So I hope for the athletes' sake and the tournament director and all the people involved and the NSA and parents and everyone that the weather does not do what they say it's going to do to get that bad. You know, I just hope that it holds off until maybe Sunday afternoon or something. But, no, we like to see it take place. I know it hurt us this year in the Grand Island tournament where we didn't have school on Friday and we didn't get a chance to go over, and we missed actually five duels because of that. So, you know, the kids work hard all week, and they want the competition, and then they have to come to practice rather than have a chance to compete. That's not what they like. You ask any kid, they'd rather go and wrestle in some dual competition to show up and have to work out. So.
Daddy, would you rather play or practice?
I sure as hell rather play. No doubt in my mind. Tom McCann joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, I know Kearney High is maybe different than a lot of schools because the team aspect of wrestling comes in so much for you guys, and that means so much to you guys. As you look at this district, who are the teams competing for that title?
Well, Mildred West, there's no doubt they're going to be a tough team. They've got some really top-notch individuals. You have to look at Pius has some really good people. You know, there's some real tough people here, but when you look from top to bottom on the team, I would have to go with the Bearcats. I think overall, I know that there's a lot of quality wrestlers at individual weights for the other schools, and you know, we can't overlook any of those, because if we go flat three or four spots, we might not end up winning this thing. But if we wrestle like we did last week at the conference meet, I'm betting on the Bearcats.
Tom, as always, this is the one meet more than any other that you're just focusing on qualifying for state. Yes, you want to get the best seed, so when you cross bracket in Omaha, you get some good first-round matchups. But do you take a different approach to this meet compared to all the rest of them?
Well, what you really want to try and do is go in healthy and not overtrain. We've done that in the past, and you look flat at the district meet. We want to go in confident. We want to go in moving and doing our techniques and not waiting around standing. We want to go in with a good attitude, and this team has really started to gel. We started with filling, you know, for eight senior varsity wrestlers that graduated that were all quality wrestlers last year, and they were all in the district finals last year. So our replacements this year are pretty young, but they've been really coming along and improving. We've seen a tremendous improvement in the last few weeks, and If they can just continue to improve just a little bit this weekend, and I think it'll set us up for a nice state tournament. But you have to qualify the people and get them to the state meet. So, you know, the minute you start thinking somebody's a shoo-in, that's when they're going to get upset and get knocked off. And we did that last week at the conference meet. We were underdogs in a few weight classes, and we knocked off a couple of the higher seeds. And, you know, we had a really nice meet, so... if we can just keep our guys plugging away and improving a little bit, we just don't want to get complacent. We don't want to get to thinking that, hey, we're going to go in and storm this thing and win it. Because when you start doing that, that's when you're standing around looking like, you know, asking yourself what happened at the end of the day.
Tom McCann, Kearney High Wrestling Coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, year in, year out, you guys are really second to none as far as the program goes statewide. But Timmy Crocker was able to set the state, or not the state, your school win record. Obviously, some great ones have went through there, but a remarkable feat for him.
Well, there's no doubt Timmy's a workhorse. It seems like he's been around here for a long time. He's a good motivational leader for the team. He is our only varsity senior this year, and we're going to miss him come, you know, whatever happens the next couple weeks. But we're hoping, you know, Timmy's lost in the semifinals three times at the state tournament, and everyone he's lost to has won the state title. So he's right there. He's had some tough breaks. He's lost a couple one-pointers, and he beat a quality opponent that had defeated him the week before. In a, well, it'd be almost like a quadruple overtime. It was the ride out, and we thought he got away a couple times. He didn't quite get away, and so he ended up, there's no points scored in the match, but he lost to Issa from Lexington, who is really a tough opponent. And we came back and we shut him down, beat him 5-0 in the conference championship. And that gave Timmy his 142nd win, which erased the 141 that record that David Miller established. You know, and to be fair with David too, we wrestle a few more times now than we did back then. So I don't want to slight what he did, but we do get in a few more duels than we did before. But Timmy really has had a tremendous win ratio in the last 4 years. He's won over, I believe, 35 matches a year, and so he's had a tremendous amount of success. He will be, if and when he wins his fourth medal at the state tournament, he'll be our third four-time state medalist, with Brandon Brill being a four-time finalist and David Miller being a four-time finalist.
Tom, just kind of following up on that, obviously you go back over time. It used to be 100 wins was a great mark, and we've talked about this on the Doug and Daddy Show. With all the dual meets and all the more matches these kids get, is there a new standard or a new number which you think is a special number of wins for a kid in high school?
Yeah, it's getting enough wins to get to the state and 4 wins at state. That's it. That's it. You know, that's what we go by. Be good enough to get to state and then have a great weekend and win 4. That's what we tell them. But, no, I know what you're saying. You know, Jed Doberstein, one of our assistant coaches, he once held the all-time win record here at Kearney High with 68 wins. That won't even get you on our board of top 20 now. So it has increased. But we do wrestle a little more. I look at the all-time Class A record now, and I think it's somewhere around 170. One of the Denson boys from Millard South may have that. So it's going up there. But anytime you get 100 wins, I don't care what the record may be. 100 wins is a lot of wins.
Well, Doberstein was wrestling back before they made you wear headgear, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Tom, hey, we'll see you at the rally on Sunday, hopefully, and best of luck on Saturday with all the action going on in Omaha.
Well, I appreciate it.
See you, Tom. Tom McCann, head wrestling coach at Kearney High, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, B, C, and D, they have enough teams that they wrestle some of those preliminary rounds on Friday and then the money rounds on Saturday. Class A, they can get through it by just wrestling on Saturday, and that's what they will be doing. Again, I mentioned the wrestling rally. We are planning to do the D3 District Tournament Finals at Elm Creek on Saturday, and if everything goes like it's supposed to, that's going to start around 2 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we always have the Power 99 Wrestling Rally, where we bring in coaches and some of the state qualifiers, and some of them come into the studio, some of them we talk to on the phone. That's Sunday at 3 on Power 99 FM. And again, that'll be on the web as well, kkpr.com, Power 99 Wrestling Rally. I've sent out the forms to all the coaches, or at least most of the coaches, I hope, have those in their hands. If you have any questions, be sure and get a hold of me sometime today, and we'll answer those up for you. So just a reminder to the coaches that are out there listening is we look back at the districts and really your first preview of the state meet, because it's a quick turnaround. As I always say, you have Saturday, then all of a sudden it's Sunday, you get into work Monday, and boom, you're heading off to Lincoln for half the teams on Wednesday, or Omaha, half the teams on Wednesday, because you wrestle Thursday morning at 8:30. And again, a reminder, the state finals starting a half hour earlier this year at 1:30 on Saturday the 21st.
Doug, once again, though, I think this is something the state's got to look at. Why is it not Thursday? I mean, Wednesday, Thursday, so you can move back a couple days?
School.
Well, I realize that, but for districts?
School.
I don't know. You're out all spring for track meets throughout the week. I don't know what one more day of wrestling is going to matter. You're out all spring for wrestling, or for track meets, excuse me.
Well, that's true. District is the same way. One day districts for track as opposed to two. But I mean, you look at some of these places, Tony. I mean, Kearney Catholic's going to Gordon. You know,
what time's that plane leave?
Well, yeah, they're going to Gordon. And they're not the only team from around here. Yeah, that's a good draw. Gibbons going to Grand Island Central Catholic. Kearney Catholic's going to Gordon.
Fair enough, whatever.
So there are some good meets going on around the area, and it's just a lot of travel. I mean, some of these schools, the district, nobody's, you know, there's only two teams coming from more than about 60 miles to get to Elm Creek.
And then you look at the West districts, and that's what really affects it. Hey, we need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk a little basketball with UNK coach Carol Russell. We'll talk about their win streak, moving up in the regional rankings, and what's coming up this weekend back after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park. Thoroughly thoroughbred right from the start.
Live thoroughbred racing starts 2 p.m. Friday at Bonner Park, Grand Island. Be there for all the color and excitement of opening day. Free parking, free admission, free grandstand seating. Post time for live racing 2 p.m. Friday, 1:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park.
Attention cattle producers. Calving season can be a stressful time of year. You're working long hours in often unknown conditions. You expect your ATV to work as hard as you do. That's why you need to get to Kearney Yamaha to cash in on the great deals on new ATVs going on now. Save more than $1,000 on a Yamaha Grizzly 550. The Grizzly 550's electronic fuel injection means instantaneous cold starts, while the industry-exclusive fully automatic transmission is the most advanced drive system in the industry. Combine that with a push-button four-wheel drive, liquid cooling, and a fully independent long travel suspension, and you have the perfect utility ATV. So let Kearney Yamaha give you the security of an ATV that will work as hard as you do this calving season. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Ball, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Ball, Kearney Yamaha.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals.
I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day.
This is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center is giving you an opportunity to save on Resound hearing aids during a special event this month. On February 18th and 19th, a representative from Resound will be on hand for demonstrations and free consultations. And during this special event, you can save up to $600. That's ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, 615 West 39th Street. By appointment only, so call today. Appointments are limited, 308-865-2277.
A winter storm watch is in effect for the area from overnight tonight and out through the day on Friday. For today, we're going to see some sunshine, then some increasing clouds later on in the day with highs of 47. Winds will stay variable from 5 to 10. Tonight, skies turn cloudy with a chance for snow developing overnight with a low of 24. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday with all kinds of sports going on last night. You know, people were even watching soccer. USA winning that. Did you watch the whole thing, Derek?
Yeah, I did. They got a 2-0 win. Looked pretty good.
No, they didn't.
No, 2-0.
Yeah,
me. 2-0.
Okay. It's not nothing, brother.
Proper soccer terminology there. But a 2-0 win. And that Mexican goalie sucks, though. He is not good. That guy is not good.
I'm watching all these teams they put up. This is who's in this group that has to have a chance just to qualify, and the bottom ones: United States, Mexico, Trinidad and Tobago. It's like Peter
El
Toria.
Salvador, I think, is in there.
You know, it's like these are countries, and the United States has to try and qualify. Unbelievable. Whether it comes to soccer or basketball, pro or college, no matter what it is, and baseball is getting ready to gear up. They've got all the packages to watch anything you want at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. And you know what? It's not a bad place to enjoy lunch. You can get something different every single day because they've got great lunch specials 7 days a week, great food and drink specials every night, and with all the high-definition televisions in the place, there's not a bad seat in the house. Try their beautiful and tasty chicken wings, whether they're boneless or bone-in. You can get 12, 48, 96, get a little pizza with it, maybe
get a
burger. What
if you're the guy that...
What if you're salad,
what if
rib?
You're the guy that wants to outdo his buddy and get the hottest thing they got? What do they got?
We got Buck Nasty Hot. Sometimes the spicy garlic Dijon, the honey Dijon that has a little kick to it. Try them all. You'll find out what your favorite what is. Burgers and pizza to appetizers and salads. It's all there for you with your favorite sports and a little Keno to pass the time away. 7 days a week, probably tomorrow when everybody's snowed in, you're going to be trudging to the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Well, we've been talking a little bit of basketball throughout the week, and the UNK women's basketball team has got a nice little winning streak put together, and they added to that with a win at Chadron State on Tuesday night. We're pleased to be joined by the head basketball coach of the Lopers, Carol Russell, this morning on the Dung and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing okay. A nice job here, I guess. Once the team gets healthy, things seem to work themselves out a little bit.
Yeah, they do. I mean, anytime you lose your best player, your preseason All-American, you know, bad things are going to happen for your team. Without Jade Meads, we were 3-5 and really struggling quite a bit.
Carol, who were the players that were forced to play her role for you?
Forced to play a role. We had, you know, it's a
nobody
a committee.
Very well.
A committee. Selection by committee, I guess. Actually, Johnny Mildenberger and Caitlin Peachy really stepped up their game in Jade's absence, and that's what we needed. Johnny, I think, you know, really went on a tear. She's playing really well her senior year. And then when Jade came back, Johnny continued to play as well as she was when Jade was out. And so that's why we've really done well these past couple games with both those two playing well. So that's kind of the way it's happened. The thing that's going to help this program down the road is the fact that we had some freshmen get a lot of minutes that maybe they wouldn't have gotten if Jade were healthy for the whole season. And so that's just going to help us out down the road. Debbie Johnson, you know, has had to come in and play a significant amount of minutes, and her getting better is just going to help this program next year and the year after. Awareness game, and we're going to be wearing some pink uniforms, and we're also hosting, I guess, a dinner. We can do a dinner in the games for that. Chartwell's is putting on a meal for teams to come out, so that way you don't miss Valentine's Day. You can just bring your Valentine's date to our game, get a meal, watch some basketball, and I think it's all good. So, but yeah, the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, it's for the Susan B. Komen Foundation to raise some money for that. It goes to a great cause for breast cancer.
Carol, when I look at the regional rankings, you guys up to ninth. If you go back 3 weeks ago, it seemed like a long, long ways, and like you really had no chance. But now it looks fairly decent if you continue to go on this run.
Yeah, you know, we just need to take care of what we can control, and all we can control is the games we play, and we're trying to focus on each game one game at a time and not worry about the rest. We feel like if we work hard and we approach those games with that attitude, good things will happen for us, and that's kind of, it kind of plays itself out that way. But yeah, when we were without Jade, we're in that, you know, we're 3-5 during that time, it looked pretty doom and gloom, and we're even going to make the conference tournament. So, you know, there's still a lot of basketball to be played, actually. You know, 3 weekends left here in our conference regular season, that a lot of things can still happen. You know, the bad part about regional rankings is you can't control what other teams do. You can only control what you do. So there's going to have to be some luck for us to really make that run. But right now, all we're fighting for is to host a first-round conference tournament game. That's really what we're playing for right now.
Carol, as you look at what's still ahead of you, do you have in mind what the team needs to do now to make the NCAA tournament? I mean, like you said, there's a lot of games left, 7 games, 8 games, 9 games, Lord, left on this schedule. I guess if you win them all, you're going to be a lock. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, the thing is, we're placed right now at number 9 in the regional rankings. Even if we win them all, other things have to happen for us. You know, if we go into our conference tournament in the 8th spot, that's a bad place to be. Because if anybody, you know, that's not in the top 8 in our regional rankings, if they upset their conference tournaments, whether it's the RMAC or the Northern Sun, that 8th place team is going to be shut out. And that's what happened to Augustana College last year. You know, heading into our conference tournament, they were in the 8th spot. Pueblo, who wasn't even ranked, ends up winning our conference tournament, so Augie got booted out. So, you know, just seeing that from the past experience, you know, we know that's not a place we want to be. And if we are in that spot, we got to take care of business. You know, like I said, all we can control is what we're doing, and, you know, luck's got to be on our side a little bit with some other teams, but, you know, we're not even worried about that, because I think if you worry about that, then it takes your focus off what you're trying to do for each game. We're just going to take it one game at a time, and hopefully things will take care of themselves.
And mentioning, you know, getting out to all those games, that's if they go and run through the tournament. There are 5 regular season games left, three at home and then two on the road, which will be important because Christian and Mines are the two teams that blanket UNK, Tony, in these regional rankings.
Yeah, Christian is kind of, they haven't been doing so well as of late. They dropped a few games they shouldn't have. But, you know, what's shaping up to happen, and this is my fear, is that, you know, right now Mines is sitting in the eighth spot. We're sitting in the ninth spot. Our last regular season game is at Mines. That game is going to have a lot of significance on it. But, you know, if you place that kind of pressure on your players, it's never good. So right now all we're going to do is focus on one game at a time, take care of business for the task at hand, and then we're not even going to worry about the NCAA tournament. We're just going to worry about, you know, conference tournament and taking it from there.
Kel, I want to ask you about Jade's health. Obviously, she comes back and she's playing well right now. Is she 100% or did she come back a little bit early?
Well, she's doing a great job for us, and the kid is not 100% healthy, but she is, you know, she knows that she's basically got a she's playing through the injury, through the pain right now, and doing a heck of a job. I think her and Johnny's a little bit injured right now too, but you know, it's gut check time. It's their senior year. This is all they have left for their college career, and they know that, and so they're willing to go out every day and put that effort on the floor for us. You know, and we just kind of go day to day on how they're feeling with practices and things like that. But when it's time for game time, I know they're both going to be ready.
Now, how is Valentine's Day for the little ones in your house?
It's going to be babysitter and games. That's how, you know, that's the thing. It's like my husband's gotten off easy for Valentine's Day. It's like a non-issue in our house just because I think we've had a number of games on Valentine's Day. Last year we were on the road, and, yeah, he gets off easy for that one, definitely. And our kids, you know, they get dragged to all the games, and that's going to happen again this Valentine's Day.
Coach, before we let you go, you've played your two games now against Shadron, and Tim's out there, and a lot of good words are being said about what he's doing out there. What about the way he's got the program turned in just his first year?
I taught him well, didn't I? No, he's doing a great job. You know, That's tough because a year ago that job came open and we talked about that job for him and he didn't feel ready as a head coach. And the other problem he has is the fact that he's been involved with UNK and it's a winning program, a lot of tradition here. And he was worried about taking a program and rebuilding it. You know, the job came open again this year and it came open, you know, really not at a very good time. I think he took that job about the second week in August and we're getting ready to start school and I'm 2 months away from having my second child. But at the time, your jobs don't come open very often as far as in Division II, and there's a lot of people that want those kind of jobs. And I said, Tim, you know, you got to be willing to maybe take a program over and rebuild it. And I knew he'd do a good job because he's like, well, what about this? What about that? And I'm like, you know, you're worrying about the what ifs. Here's the thing. He's from Shadron. You know, he's got a lot of ties there to Shadron, so he's got a lot of support. You know, and he went in there, won a couple games, and everybody thinks he's done a great job, which he has, and they've given him even more support. And, you know, he's sitting there, we talk on the phone, he's like, man, you know, it's like I've won a national championship here and our season's not even done. But it's like he's been a fresh breath of air for Shadron State College, and that's just re-energized the program, and he's just going to do a tremendous job there. And I know he probably won't even stay there long just because he's going to be a hot commodity pretty soon because of the job he's done there at Shadron State.
Well, get them good, and then it'll be more fun to beat.
Exactly. You know, they put us on the run. You know, it's a good thing we had leads when we played them because, and that's the thing you see, when you ever play a former assistant, they know our players, they know our system, things like that. So it's a tougher game than people realize when you head into that kind of an environment. But, yeah, our kids played well down the stretch. You know, they even pulled ahead by one with, like, 4 minutes to go, and I was just like, wow, this is this is a tougher game than I thought it was going to be. But, you know, we had some kids step up. Debbie Johnson played well down the stretch for us when we needed her to. And we got some defensive stops that we needed. You know, Jade had a huge steal for us. And you know, it was fun to see, that, you know, to earn that kind of a win. You know, those are more fun than blowouts sometimes. You see what your players are capable of.
Carol, thanks so much for the time. And go ahead and stay on that role you're on.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Carol Russell, the head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Coming up, we're going to talk more basketball. Mike DeArmond from the Kansas City Star is scheduled to join us. A couple other notes. The Hastings College baseball team's games this weekend already called off. They're supposed to head to Missouri and play some games this weekend, but Lindenwood and College of the Ozarks, those have been canceled and will not be made up. Staying with coaching, a couple of sad notes this morning. Bill Ramsey, one of the winningest coaches in Nebraska high school history and a member of the Nebraska State High School Hall of Fame, has passed away at the age of 78. Ramsey coached the Haymakers to 313 wins and 5 state tournament appearances, a combined record of 490 wins, 264 losses at 4 different schools. His 69-70 unbeaten Cozad team won the Class B state basketball title, and he coached Grant to the Class C track championship in 63 and 64. Elected to the Nebraska State Hall of Fame in 2001, the Cozad basketball court named in his honor. Funeral services are set for Saturday in Cozad for longtime coach Bill Ramsey. And also, want to send out our condolences to one of the friends of the program, Rick Rath. His father-in-law, Bob Rasmussen, passed away. So we're thinking of Rick there, longtime coach at Donovan Trumbull and now at Clay Center, where he takes a lot of naps. So thoughts there for Rick. Hey, we're going to take a break. Mike DeArmond from the Kansas City Star going to join us to talk Missouri basketball as they get ready for the Huskers. Can they avenge one of their two conference losses? We'll find out after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
100% fruit juice may not contain actual fruit. Remove clothes from body before ironing. For indoor or outdoor.
In a world full of fine print, it's nice to know Radio Shack has a great selection of no-contract mobile phones. Use a lot of minutes or just a little. Whatever you want, however you want. There's no credit checks, no strings attached, and no absurd disclaimers.
Coffee may contain hot liquid. Do not take aspirin.
Shop with confidence for a flexible Virgin Mobile no-contract phone like the Virgin Mobile Slash by Samsung for only $59.99. That's a $20 instant savings at Radio Shack.
Offer good through 214.09.
How to remove cash from a can of paint. Step 1, go to the Home Depot. Step 2, get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of beautiful bare paint. Step 3, put color on your walls and all the cash you saved in your wallet.
The Home Depot has lowered the price on the paint supplies you need most. And now get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of bare paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 216, U.S. only. See store for details.
Got the down? Then you get the deal. And thanks to you, that's just exactly how it's worked for 28 years at Kearney Auto Sales. One year at a time, one day at a time, one deal at a time, and one customer at a time. At Kearney Auto Sales, your small down payment will put you behind the wheel of your next car or truck. At Kearney Auto Sales, we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Got the down? Then come get your deal at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. Buy here, pay here.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
A winter storm watch is in effect for the area from overnight tonight and out through the day on Friday. For today, we're going to see some sunshine, then some increasing clouds later on in the day with highs of 47. Winds will stay variable from 5 to 10. Tonight, skies turn cloudy with a chance for snow developing overnight with a low of 24. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If the bad weather that we're going to get this weekend bangs up your car, be sure to see the gang at the Dent Popper. They'll give you a free estimate and get your vehicle up looking good again. The mailman finds ways to sneak in emails, I think, about 4 in the morning. But this one he addressed to Abbott and Costello. Which one are you? You'd be Abbott, right?
I'd be Costello, I believe.
You'd be the bigger one?
I'd be the thicker one.
He says, the adrenaline is up due to the NASCAR fantasy group you wisely are doing. It will fill the empty space in my sporting world now that football is over. So I decided on behalf of Doug and Daddy Nation to team up with you, Douglas, and create a NASCAR team. I know. You can thank me later, he says. It was the least I could do to help you feel like you are relevant in the concept of turning left. Since we are a team, I need a little help. What do you think of Duda's Dukies for a name? And I don't think he means Duke is in the university of Dukies. Any favorite driver you would like to have on our team? Your input is very important to ensure the success of our team. Just think of it, you and I standing at the podium holding the trophy as we squashed Doug and Daddy Nation. It brings tears to my eyes. We will be compared to the Petties and Earnhardts forever, basking in the glory of victory. By the way, thanks, Brett Favre, for all the wonderful years you gave us. See you in Canton, the mailman. Daddy, I've said that sometime last year on this program that the only time I even read past the first sentence of a NASCAR story is when it says Martin Truex Jr., and he's on the pole. So there you go, mailman, for my disdain of NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. Daddy, any input here?
I'm going, yeah, I like Martin. He seems to be a good guy.
If you want to know more about the Fanatics-sponsored Fantasy NASCAR, log on to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com and get signed up today because evidently there's a race this weekend.
I suppose there's a big race. There's also a big basketball game on Saturday, and it's coming down to Missouri trying to avenge an earlier loss to Nebraska, and we're catching up right now with Mike DeArmond from the Kansas City Star. Mike, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, Mike, Nebraska, Missouri, there's been a lot of banter between Tony and myself here on the show about how good Nebraska is and where they are setting in the race. How does Missouri look at Nebraska coming into this game on Saturday, besides maybe a little hot and, I suppose, most of all, a team that they want to get a win against since they dropped one to start the conference race?
Well, I think Missouri looks at Nebraska and sees John Wayne and True Grit. That's the best way to explain what Nebraska has done, not only in Missouri, but to Texas as well. You know, they're little, they're tough, they're mean, they got a lot of true grit, they play defense like crazy, and they can beat anybody, and they think that. And I think when Missouri went up there for the Big 12 opener, they didn't believe that. They do now.
What is the difference right now in the Missouri team?
Well, Missouri is playing together. They're not just relying on DeMar Carroll and Leo Lyons. I mean, you know, a junior point guard who rode the bench last year on a transfer has won two games in the last week in the last 6 seconds. And Zaire Taylor and Kim English, another freshman guard, has really come on. Matt Lawrence is rebounding instead of just hitting threes. You know, they're high. You beat Kansas, you get high. So the question is, do they come down to earth in time to get punched in the mouth?
Mike, what happened to turn that second half against Kansas around? Because, boy, I think 19 points the first half looked like they were well out of it.
Well, the thing was, Missouri started playing much, much tougher defense in the second half, and Kansas really helped out. I think a lot of it is Kansas arrogance. They think that when somebody comes back on them, Sherron Collins tends to say, "Well, this is my game. Then I'll just win it." That's exactly what he did. And Kansas had 27 turnovers, and Collins only had 9 points, and he was forcing shots. And they forgot Cole Aldridge was unstoppable inside. I think a lot of that game was what Kansas did to itself. But by the same token, once Missouri got close, within three times, I mean, the crowd was going berserk, and you could almost smell the blood in the water.
Mike DeArmond from the Kansas City Star joining us to talk a little of Missouri basketball. The Huskers are there to try and keep their winning streak going on Saturday. Mike, talk about what Coach Mike Anderson continues to do to have the best season in nearly 15 years, at least to this point, for the Tigers.
Well, he's taking chances with a bunch of kids. And he's not waiting to throw him in for 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. He's, you know, with five and a half minutes to go, you're going to see a freshman guard replacing JT Tiller, because probably because JT plays so hard that he gets tired. But then with about 10 minutes to go, I've seen him do it time and again. He'll take five guys and throw five new guys in there. You have to play 10 and 11 guys, and I think the real secret is that the last 5 to 8 minutes of a game, Missouri's played 10 to 11 guys, and if you've played 5 to 8, guess what? The fatigue factor is on you, not on Missouri.
Mike, it certainly looks like an 8-2 record. I don't care if the Big 12's down this year. That's awfully good. Nobody could have expected this for Missouri this year, could they?
Well, no. I mean, you know, this team finished 16-16 last year and 6-10. They were predicted to finish seventh, and I thought maybe that's a little high. You know, well, I mean, they got seven brand new players that had never played before, and five of them are true freshmen. What's amazing is that Anderson is getting contributions of varying proportions out of six of those seven players. That doesn't happen, you know, and even if they do, they don't meld with the seniors. They don't meld with three seniors, and they really have. If there's a secret, it's he's got all those guys convinced they have no egos.
Mike, let's take a look at Saturday. Missouri, the top scoring offense in the conference. Nebraska, the number one defense in points per game in the conference. That one out the first time, it seems to me like home court advantage is going to be the factor more than just about anything else in this ball game, that Missouri will probably be able to get a higher scoring game. What do you think?
Well, like maybe, but Doc has been really good, even at Missouri Arena in the past, of holding those games down close. These teams have played it close beyond this year. I think the interesting thing is Missouri is second in the nation in turnover margin, and the Huskers are third. You know, it's not like one team can score and one team can play defense. I think they both play defense pretty well.
Mike, you give the Huskers a chance, and it sounds like to me.
Well, sure. I give the Huskers a chance. I didn't give him a chance in the opener, and I look like a stupid idiot.
Mike, do you think, we've been debating on the show, Tony thinks Nebraska can go to the Big 12, go to the NCAA tournament. I say I think the road is just a little too tough to hoe, and I guess the big deal is Nebraska. It's been forever since they've actually won a big game. And even Nebraska folks say that this game at Missouri and the game at Kansas are probably the two out of the seven remaining on the schedule that aren't winnable. What do you think Nebraska's chances are of playing in the big dance?
Well, their problem is they've already got four losses, and I'm not sure that a team that finishes 9-7 in the Big 12 is going to be given much of a look. Because the Big 12, I don't think, is very good this year. I don't think there's a really dominant team. I thought there was in Oklahoma, but they've been scaring themselves silly against the likes of Colorado. You know, I think Oklahoma's got a good chance of losing to Missouri in Columbia, and I think they've got a good chance of getting beat by Kansas, and that jumbles everything up. I think the sad thing is that the NCAA will probably ignore the fact that Texas has played like a total buffoon. And that the Longhorns, because they played a tough non-conference schedule, will get a nod over maybe a K-State or a Nebraska team that went in a Big 12 and beat Texas. I mean, come on. But I think that'll happen. You know, I think K-State or Nebraska will get in. I don't think they'll both get in.
Mike DeArmond from the Kansas City Star joins us. Mike, you're always very, very generous with your time. We appreciate it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Enjoy the game. Well, Daddy, you look at this. Missouri has a chance to become the hottest team and really enhance their tournament seed because, let's face it, if you're a Missouri fan and you look at this schedule, home against Nebraska, at Colorado State, home against Kansas State, and they have their Wednesday bye is next week. So those are the three games they've got in the next 2 weeks. They've got to be counting on those being three wins, get them 11-2 in the conference, 24-4 on the season.
Well, yeah, you've already got 21 wins, your overall record right now. Resume's looking awful good, and they can get on a roll here, and you know what? They can get on a roll, and then they got to go at Kansas and then get Oklahoma at home. I mean, there's two back-to-back. Those are tough games. Probably going to drop one of those, at least at Kansas, I would assume.
And you look at that and say, you know what? Unless Missouri maybe goes 0-3 during the next three games, then they are a lock for the NCAA tournament.
You know, they got, you know, beat USC earlier in the year. They lost to Xavier. Other than that, though,
A top 20 team, by the way, in Xavier, who did lose to Dayton last night.
I guess they played Cal, but boy, they've got some bad teams on there. Stetson, Murray State, Chattanooga.
What's wrong with hats?
Get it, Stetson.
There you go. Hey, you know, and again, this will be seen as Doug raining on the parade, but saw an interesting stat just looking at the game notes for Nebraska. Nebraska's going to be shooting for their first four-game conference winning streak in 10 years since 1999. Nebraska went 10-6 in the Big 12 that year. 10-6, which was only good enough to tie for fifth. Nebraska went to the NIT. And they were 10-6. I mean, it's just unbelievable that, you know, my thought the whole time was they don't have that chance. You make the argument that, you know, that they do. And the more you argue, I said, yeah, but that maybe they get on a hot streak and beat somebody they're not supposed to, they're going to have to beat more than somebody they're not supposed to. This is almost a must-win game Saturday at Missouri, which I think is the least winnable game on their schedule. I think I'm the only one that thinks they can go to Kansas and win. Kansas isn't good, which helps.
I don't know if they're not good. They're not like Kansas of the past.
Right. And mentally, Nebraska has, I think they're over that getting beat by 40 every time they play them here in the last 4 years. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fire off your emails. We've got a couple of weird stories, news of the weird coming in. One concerning Jabba Chamberlain. One concerning Daddy's second job. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
It's Colin Coward. Your computer is a fragile machine. All it takes is a virus, an electrical spark, a glass of water spilling on it. In the blink of an eye, you've lost everything, every file. I want you to go to Carbonite.com right now and start backing things up. As soon as you get to a computer, try it free. Just enter my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. That's Carbonite.com. I trust Carbonite to back up my computer because it's easy. There's no hardware to set up. It's all online. You don't have to do anything. Carbonite constantly backs up your computer whenever you're connected to the internet. I have a special offer for my listeners. 15 days free, plus 2 months free with any subscription. I urge you, Carbonite. Use it free today. Go to Carbonite.com before you do anything else. Enter the offer code Colin. That's Carbonite.com. Avoid a potential disaster losing every file. No more. That's Carbonite.com. Enter my name, Colin.
So, one day here in Nebraska, it can be nice and sunny, and the next day, a blizzard in your face. But day after day, the deals at Kearney Yamaha are as hot as the 4th of July. For example, right now you can save up to $4,400 on select Yamaha motorcycles. You heard right, that's $4,400. Whether you're looking for the hard-to-find Yamaha Raider or want to look at the stylish V-Star 250, Kearney Yamaha has a full line of 2009 Yamaha Star motorcycles in stock right now. Whether you want to save tons of money or want the newest bikes out there, you need to stop by Kearney Yamaha today to be ready to ride early this spring. You can stop by today or check them out at KearneyYamaha.com. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and a huge selection, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports ball, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports ball, Kearney Yamaha.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Protein Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
A winter storm watch is in effect for the area from overnight tonight and out through the day on Friday. For today, we're going to see some sunshine, then some increasing clouds later on in the day with highs of 47. Winds will stay variable from 5 to 10. Tonight, skies turn cloudy with a chance for snow developing overnight with a low of 24. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams, both winners last night going on the road at Dana, so chalk up a winning streak there. The men getting their fifth in a row. We told you about the UNK women moving up to ninth in the regional rankings. There is a Loper lunch today, so while you're driving to lunch, don't forget you're heading to UNK is what you're really doing. Basketball tonight on Power 99, Loop City at Kearney Catholic on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central is at Ravenna, and those are some of the sports highlights. By the way, Dad, the Nebraska Bighorn Sheep Management Program got a big boost Saturday when a Kansas man placed the winning bid for a permit to hunt bighorn sheep in Nebraska's Pine Ridge. Usually they have a lottery for one permit, and then sporadically they offer one permit for auction. You know how much it went for?
A lot.
Did you see this?
No, I did not see it.
Nebraska has four bighorn herds, Fort Robinson and the Barrel Butte in the Pine Ridge and Cedar Canyon and Hubbard's Gap in Wildcat Hills. The estimated bighorn population of the state, 280. That's just too many. Let's go kill some. $80,000. I believe that's the exact same amount of money that Smokey and the Bandit got for the first beer run. $80,000.
To
whack
a bighorn sheep.
Tony, this coming out of New Jersey, there's a Jabba Chamberlain impersonator. Not on the field. He signed autographs, sweet-talked to starstruck women, and even scored free food and drinks at bars and restaurants by claiming he was Jabba. But in reality, 30-year-old Ryan Ward, a Toms River, New Jersey man, Toms River, home of?
Little League World Series.
Yeah, champion. Who looks a lot like him, claims he was just having fun, but prosecutors not amused and had tried to put him in jail. But under the terms of a plea deal, Ward pleaded guilty Wednesday to reduced charges of disorderly conduct, fined over $2,500, placed on 2 years probation. He said outside the courtroom, quote, "I had fun with it, did a lot of things I probably shouldn't have done, got out of hand, wasn't opening credit cards, this was just having fun with it." A lot of people say he could be the twin brother of Jabba.
You know, if Daddy lived in the Baltimore area, he could be the twin brother of Tony Siragusa, couldn't he? About right.
Been mistaken for him in the airports, that's all I'm
saying.
He has a good comeback there, Derek, I was going to say.
We're going to Bellefontaine, Ohio now for this story.
All right.
Fourth grade teacher took an afternoon off as a sick day. Well, it turns out she took the afternoon off because she was going to meet somebody at a hotel to have some sex.
A John. A John is what that would be called.
Yes.
What if it was a gal?
I guess it's a Jane, maybe?
She used a school computer to arrange the afternoon tryst in a motel, authorities said Wednesday. Amber Carter, 35, was arrested in the motel parking lot. Town of 13,000, about 50 miles northwest of Columbus, so real nice.
We got a name there for this SF-er?
Amber Carter.
Amber Carter,
35. She's placed on administrative leave, you think. She worked for a school district for 13 years, starting as a kindergarten teacher. I wish you could see a picture of this, because I bet she's...
I've seen a picture. She's not attractive.
Oh, that's what I was going with.
Oh, boy. Hey, we want to thank some folks. Mike DeArmond of the Kansas City Star to talk Missouri basketball as they get ready for the Huskers. UNK women's basketball coach Carol Russell. Kearney High wrestling coach Tom McCann. If you missed any of it, check out the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Among our guests tomorrow, we're going to talk with a member of the Nebraska basketball team, Bonner Park announcer Steve Anderson, and a whole lot more.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska, ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460, our friends in Kearney, 1550, our friends in Hastings. Goodbye now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!